Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
10 years ago today, in Iraq, the statue of Saddam Hussein toppled in Baghdad. For many Iraqis, that act and that day launched more violence and civil war. Since then, tens of thousands of Iraqis have sought refuge in the U.S., many here in the Boston area. In fact, over the past 5 years, more refugees have come to Massachusetts from Iraq than from any other country. We have more now from WBUR's Asma Khalid.
The year the war started, there was one documented Iraqi refugee in the entire state. Now, there are close to 2,700.
My name is Mohammed Hadi. I moved from Iraq. I used to work with the U.S. Army in Iraq.
My name is Muna. I am from Iraq.
My name is Anas Al-Hamadani. I'm coming here for USA in 2008.
My name is Iman Shati. I came to the United States in 2008.
The Massachusetts Office for Refugees and Immigrants says most of them arrived after 2008, and it hasn't exactly been easy. Take Anas Al-Hamdani. His rent was so pricey he had to move. But he's safe, and he says that counts for a lot when you know how it feels to be kidnapped, beaten up by insurgents, and stuffed into a trunk. Shortly after he landed in Massachusetts, Al-Hamdani found a job washing dishes at MIT in Cambridge.
This one, my dish room. Work here, cleaning everything.
Al-Hamdani lives in Lynn, which means...
Every morning I wake up at 5 in the morning. And bus, and two bus, and two train.
As he goes into a back room to grab some milk, Al-Hamdani starts speaking in a stream of consciousness. He says he needs to go to school, change his life.
Because, you know, just I'm all just dishwasher.
That's where Iman Shati can help. She's an Iraqi refugee herself. Life used to be grand for Shati. A 3-car garage, a garden, a spacious house in Baghdad. Then the bombs started falling. 5 years later, she moved to Massachusetts with her family. Her son, who was an engineer in Iraq, took a kitchen job just to pay the rent. She quickly realized he was not an anomaly. Many Iraqi refugees are highly educated. Doctors, lawyers, engineers.
For the community, when they came here, there's a lot of problem. They struggle to find work. The money is not enough to pay the rent, to pay the utilities.
So Shati created the Iraqi and Arab Community Association in Lynn, which has become a sort of hub for Iraqi refugees.
I know the needs of the Iraqi people, and I know what they feel. Most of them, they call me mom and they call me aunt.
At Shati Center, refugees find job training, healthcare advice, and most importantly, English language classes.
It's cold. And windy. It's cold and windy.
One of the students is Muna Al-Hamoud. She arrived in Massachusetts 3 months ago after militants killed her son. She speaks through an interpreter.
I lost one of my son. I cannot imagine to lose the rest of my children.
Al-Hamoud was a clothing designer in Iraq. Now she's on the verge of homelessness. When I ask her for an interview, she just looks at me skeptically and asks, what am I going to get out of this? Is my husband going to get a job? Her husband has not found work. They can barely make ends meet.
I'm ready that my husband, he work any kind of job. Just we would not like it to go to the shelter.
That fear of going to a homeless shelter is something new, according to resettlement agencies. They help new immigrants from the day they step foot on American soil, picking them up from the airport, showing them how to use the T, and vamping up their resumes. One of the largest agencies is in Boston's financial district, the International Institute of New England on Milk Street. Its CEO and president, Carolyn Benedict-Drew, says part of the problem is that after the first month, refugees generally don't receive rental help. The government gives them a monthly cash allowance, $428. That goes up slightly if you have a spouse or a child.
And it is simply not enough. It's never been enough. And it probably will never be enough. So that is really a tremendous dilemma. And you almost feel like you're setting people up for poverty. It is poverty. It's a poverty level.
Benedict Drew says that first year is particularly rough for refugees because it's tough to find a job and there's so little money in the pipeline.
And, you know, it brings tears to your eyes because it's wrong. It's totally, totally, unequivocally wrong. However, going forward, I know we will be better off. We, as the United States, will be better off for the Iraqis being part of our community.
And because of the war, Benedict Drew says, Americans have a moral duty to ensure Iraqi refugees not only survive, but thrive in the U.S. As for the Iraqis, every Iraqi I spoke with for this story told me they miss Iraq. They wish they could go home, but they can't. And so they're grateful to have found a new home in America, where at least they feel safe, even if they have less cash in their wallets. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.